you're doing in this season. Please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. You gotta tell her for yourself. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Woo! Don't do it without me. Come on, help me say it. You gotta tell them for yourself.
Don't do it without me.
Come on, say it like you mean it. If you need a healing, just say,
Lord,
if you're healing
in
this season, please
don't do it without me.
No, 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 no.
Don't do it without me.
I don't care what the sickness is. Lord, if you're healing. Let me hear you say,
don't do it without me.
Please, Jesus,
don't do it without me.
I know you got a lot of people to take care of.
I need you.
I want you to say it about the music.
Don't.
Anybody wanna be included? I wanna be in the number, Jesus.
Bishop Paul S. Morton Sr. Don't do it without me. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, my, my. I have some Neil Robeson for you right now. There's a leak.
When I look up toward
heaven, in this building,
it reminds me.
Oh, my, my.
The Lord says, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. That lets me know when I get out of here, I got somewhere else to go. Years ago, my mama and my dad.
From that album, Songs Mama Used to Sing, 3.
It went like this. It says, there's a leak in this old building. Yeah, my soul is gone.
my soul.
Yeah, my soul.
Come on now. In my soul.
I got another building not made by hand. Woo! There's a leak in this old building. In my soul. Gotta get out of here one day.
Soul.
Oh, my soul. There's a leak in this old building. Lord, my soul. I don't know how you feel about it.
Building, not made
by man.
By man.
Listen, this old building keeps on leaning in my soul. Yeah, my soul. I'm making preparation to get out of here.
Yes, yes, yes. Are you stuffing those feet right about now? I know I am. This is the Gospel Explosion, folks, in case you just tuned in. Yes, we do this.
I was talking to my mama this morning.
Each and every Sunday.
My mama told me, she said, Neil, when you get ready to sing, I want you to make sure you dedicate a song to me. This song is dedicated to my mama. I said this song is dedicated to my mama. Years ago, mama and I would be sitting down in that old Pentecostal church. We didn't have a real big church. We had a little old small church. Mama and I would stand up in the corner and she would say, get right, church, and let's go home.
Oh, 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 get right, church, and let's go home.
Y'all remember that song? Hey! Too late. Well, the evening
together. Come on. Listen. Send it on down, love. Send it on.
right now. Let's go back down home and sing some of Mama old songs. Listen. Down through the years, the Lord has been good to me.
Gospel music. There's nothing like it. Down through the years, Neil Robertson. Oh, yes, he's been good. Hey, coming up at the top of the hour will be a live broadcast from the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. Hope is Alive. That program will start at the top of the hour. This is the Gospel Explosion. Big Mama's Medley, the Williams Brothers.
Too.
Oh yes.
Is that all right?
Is that all right?
Y'all feel like doing this? Let's do it. Y'all feel like doing this? Some old time songs. Come on, listen.
I know it was the blood.
I know it was the blood.
I know it was the blood.
Hey.
I know it was the blood. Say.
sing in church on Sunday morning. Yeah, the song was something like this.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, y'all, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Yeah, I like that too. And I remember when they used to have them old time revivals back in the country. And they used to sing old song that says this for him. They said, hush, hush, somebody's calling my name. Yeah,
hush,
be quiet, y'all.
Hush,
yeah, yeah,
somebody's calling my name.
Hush, 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 hush now.
Hush,
yeah, Lord,
somebody's calling my name.
There was a group that influenced the Williams brothers a whole lot called the Nightingales. They did a song like this. They said,
I want to be at the meeting. I want to be at the meeting.
Lord said,
I want to be at the meeting
when all the saints get home. Separated from the wrong, he said, I want to be at the meeting
around the throne.
Hey! There was another group, Slim and Supreme Angels.
I remember.
They did a song like this, but let's do it the old time way. Come on.
Physical stature and a worldly worker.
cheated people. But he wanted to see Jesus in his heart. Zacchaeus took measures and did what he had to do to see and experience Jesus. He climbed a tree to get above the closely packed together people around Jesus. Now, from his new vantage point above the crowd, he could see Jesus clearly. Zacchaeus knew who his eyes beheld in his heart. He knew it. Jesus, who has the power to search the heart of man, while coming through, looked up and saw Zacchaeus in the tree. This is the meeting time. This is when we all come to a point in our lives where we say, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, come into my heart. This is the moment when we can ask the Savior into our hearts to lead and guide us for the rest of our lives. I say that because Jesus the Christ called Zacchaeus by his name and told him, come down out of that tree. I must be with you in your home this day. I took measures to ask Christ into my heart, and he came in and has never left me to this day. When the Spirit of the Lord came into my heart, that secret place, I finally received him joyfully, as Zacchaeus received him joyfully into his home after 50-some years of disobedience. To have Christ Jesus my advocate to the Father, the Holy Spirit began to teach me in my sincere heart towards God. At that point, when reading the Word of God, I found truth. I chose to pursue the God of the kingdom of heaven. John 8:32 finally was clear. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Repentance came to my heart. It is the choice of change in your mind, in your thinking, and you will not return to your worldly ways. I am being made free through the truth of God's loving presence, Christ Jesus' saving action of love on the cross, and the Holy Spirit's comfort, contentment, guidance, and correction to my spirit of who I am. I can now say, blessed is the man whom God corrects, Job 5:17. So I do not despise the discipline of the Almighty, the one who loves me the most. Another interpretation of Job 5:17 is, happy is the man whom God corrects, or reproves, is used in the Amplified translation. And in conclusion, let's all be Zacchaeus. Let's all take measures to see Jesus. Let's find the right vantage point to see Jesus. He was our only salvation. Let's all take whatever measures to see and experience the presence of the Lord. In the presence of the Lord, there's fullness of joy. That's 16:11 Psalms. And 2 Chronicles, when we come to him, let's all in our hearts humble ourselves before him and turn from our wicked ways. And then he will dwell in our houses perpetually. I ask all of you who are listening today to repent at this moment, for the kingdom of heaven has arrived. John said it was at hand, and that was over 2,000 years ago. And if it was at hand over 2,000 years ago, it's just at hand now. And we have access to God, the Father, through his only begotten Son. There is no other path to God but by the Son. The Son has given us a comforter. The Son has made us free through the cross, Matthew 3:2. Jesus said himself, repent and believe in the one true gospel. Everything proceeding out of the mouth of God. Everything coming out of the mouth of Christ Jesus, our Savior. Everything coming out of the Holy, coming from the Holy Spirit, who is speaking the exact same things from the throne of heaven. John 14, 6 through 7. Jesus answered, Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Verse 7. If you really knew, you would know my Father as well. Now that we are saved, Jesus continues to say, from now on, you do know him and have seen him, the Father. Be well, my friends, and I thank you for listening. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you this afternoon thanking you for your love, mercy, and protection. Lord, you are powerful and a mighty God, and we, as your children, we thank you. Thank you for being our safe place and our refuge. Also, Lord, we thank you for your care and mercy. We can always depend on you, Lord, to strengthen us as we go through these, weather these storms of life. We are so blessed because you watch over us day and night, Lord. I simply want to take this time out this afternoon to say thank you. Father, we ask for your forgiveness, and we ask that you touch our hearts, Lord. Forgive us for our sins, and we thank you for your forgiveness. Give us peace, Father. Help us to trust you and not worry about the things that we have no control over. Lord, we thank you for this radio broadcast, and we ask that your spirit goes through these airwaves and moves someone to come asking, what must I do to be saved? Please help us to prepare our hearts and minds to receive what you have for us this afternoon. Father, we ask that you bless, strengthen, and guide our pastor, Dr. Owens, in his ministry. Bless and send your anointing on Reverend McKenzie so she may deliver and we may receive a word from you today. Lord, we love you and we praise you. We pray this prayer in your son, Jesus' name. Amen.
There's an old friend that I once heard say something that touched my heart, and it began this way. Just like the river, I've been running ever since. He said it's been a long time coming, but I know my change is gonna come. Sky.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord to everyone. Amen. To all of you that are out there in radio land.